I'm David Brancaccio. Last week, the number of people signing up for state unemployment benefits shattered a record from the 1930s. Today, the fresh data is in, and that number has doubled to 6.6 million people, with the economy increasingly on pause given the pandemic. Tomorrow brings the official jobs report for March, a tally of payrolls and a survey of households for the unemployment rate. It will not fully capture the mess the economy is in, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
The monthly jobs report is based on a survey of households and employers. But last month's tsunami of furloughs and layoffs hit after the Bureau of Labor Statistics finished its research, so it won't be reflected in tomorrow's report. Rutgers economist William Rogers believes the unemployment rate will soon surpass the Great Recession high of 10%.
That's what's so chilling is, but that took several years to get to. We're potentially going to almost double that in, 1 to 2 months.
For a real-time snapshot of the labor market, Nick Bunker at Indeed.com is watching new job postings, which are down 15% from last year.
Folks who lost their jobs aren't going to be able to find many opportunities as there are just fewer new jobs available.
Bunker says postings are up in healthcare, but down in fields including hospitality and travel and software development. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.